Sports are all about motion. Sometimes the motion is almost constant, as in soccer or basketball. Sometimes there seems to be no motion at all. That's the way it is right before a football play. But when the play begins, it's hard to keep track of all the motion. How would you describe the motion in the pictures below? One way is to describe an object's speed, the distance traveled in a certain amount of time. As you know, some speeds in sports are amazingly fast. When an object moves, it usually moves in a certain direction. For example, a cyclist might ride 35 miles per hour heading east. That's the velocity of the cyclist. Velocity tells you both speed and direction. Caption: Which object changes position the fastest? The one with the greatest speed, of course. There are even more ways to describe motion. Suppose you are nearing the finish line of a race. Out of the corner of your eye, you see a runner gaining on you. What do you do? If you have enough energy left, you accelerate. Acceleration is the rate at which velocity changes. You can accelerate by speeding up, slowing down, or changing direction. The best way to accelerate? Full speed ahead. Feature box. Measuring speed. Legendary pitchers have thrown balls that travel over 100 miles an hour. How do we know this? Technology. Radar tools measure and display the speed of moving objects, such as baseballs and tennis balls. They even track the speed of ice skaters and runners from as far away as 75 feet. How do these devices do this? They use radio frequency transmitters. These transmitters send a signal to the moving object. The signal is reflected back and detected by the device. Speed is then calculated and displayed as miles per hour.